Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, it occurs to me, if Saudi Arabia is intent on normalization, then it's predictable, as I've said before, that this will lead to a cascading series of other Arab and Muslim states also normalizing. Now, in this regard, I think that certain precautions and mechanisms should probably be in place to ensure that normalization serves a strategic purpose, the strategic purposes that I've talked about before. Because let's be honest, what's actually being normalized is Israel itself, not relations with Israel. Israel is being normalized, and it has to be normalized because Israel is not normal. Normalization has to mean sort of a rehabilitative process by which Israel can actually finally become a normal country, a normal society, because it is deeply and profoundly abnormal. And no one can make it normal better than the Muslims and better than the Arabs and the people in the region. So in order for it to become a normal country, because it's not normal in any way, shape, or form, so normalization has to have that as its objective. Taking this colonialist mutant project and rehabilitating it into a normal country. And if you're an Israeli, or if you're a Jew, or if you're anyone who cares about Jews, or anyone who cares about Israel, you should want this too, because everyone has to acknowledge that Israel has not been a healthy, normal society, a healthy, normal country from the beginning until now. And it can't continue like this. So, to that end, I would suggest that there's a need to establish some sort of protocol, perhaps under the auspices of the OIC, or maybe in conjunction with the OIC or the Arab League or even ASEAN, to sort of make a binding charter, a supervisory body to approve, negotiate, and oversee the process of normalization for any Arab and any Muslim country that's considering normalization, and which would continue to review, evaluate, and oversee the relations between all of those states and Israel to determine whether or not those relations are in fact furthering the goals of normalization, the strategic goals of normalization, and whether or not that's adhering to the outlines of the protocol. In other words, normalization would be a process governed by a united council of Arab and Muslim states, bound by a charter. And this protocol would provide a structured framework for Arab and Muslim states to approach normalization with Israel while ensuring that the rights and interests of the Palestinian people would be safeguarded. It could establish a unified approach to force Israel to, for example, adhere to international law. And to promote a just and lasting resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and to promote regional peace and cooperation and stability. Any state considering normalization would have to submit a proposal to the OIC Council for review, and if accepted, then the entire normalization process, including direct negotiations with Israel, would be overseen by that council to ensure compliance with the principles that are outlined in the charter that they had agreed to. And every state participating in normalization would then have to submit regular reviews to the council, evaluations of their relations with Israel and the impact of those relations. And in the event of any Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people, then these states would respond collectively by potentially suspending normalization activities with Israel, you know, respond as a bloc. Like I said, this should be viewed as a rehabilitative process, a process of trying to make Israel normal, putting normalization under the auspices of an independent body, a third-party body, would also take pressure off of individual governments. You know, they wouldn't have to negotiate on their own, and they wouldn't have to take action on their own. Potentially, any investment projects could also be submitted for review and approval or disapproval by that council. This sort of mechanism, I think, would further incentivize Israel to cooperate with the Arab and Muslim world collectively. And any proposals for normalization could be rejected. For example, I don't think that it would be strategically helpful for countries like Indonesia or Malaysia to normalize relations with Israel. I mean, the useful thing is to force Israel to integrate into the region where it is. Any development of meaningful economic ties with Southeast Asia would potentially help them avoid doing that. And it would hinder Israel actually becoming a normal country, integrated into the region where it is. Inshallah, I'll try to draft a proposal for that, and I'll put that idea or that proposal or that draft in the Telegram group for anyone to review. You know, lawyers, policymakers, people who are in the OIC, or anyone who might be in a position to raise the idea with relevant officials. Inshallah, I think that a united front of some sort, a collective approach, is going to be far better than a one by one approach to normalization. If it's going to be if it's going to properly serve a strategic purpose, and Allahu Akbar. Just some thoughts that occurred to me today. Jazakumullahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum.